This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in their pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey, welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Happy Monday, boo. Hoping your week and your day is off to a great start today. Happy November. Like, where did November come from? Like, sis got here real fast. Halloween was just yesterday. Did y'all do anything to celebrate or have fun? I did not. I spent my Halloween watching scary movies buried under my heavy comforter because I had to bust it out since it's gotten cold outside, and allowed myself to just eat whatever I wanted and checked out mentally for the day. I know it's only been 2 weeks since our last episode, but I missed y'all. I missed you, boo. This is like my version of a virtual hug. This is a hug to all of you. I missed you, boo. I hope things are well. It's only been 2 weeks since we last chat. It feels like forever though. Y'all, I can't even believe I'm about to say this, but we only have a few episodes left of this season. I know. Every year around the holidays, we begin to wrap up the season. And when the season ends, I take a break and the show is on a hiatus for a couple of months. It's such a bittersweet thing because I do thoroughly enjoy my time off, but then I be having FOMO and just be wanting to get back on the mic and reach out and connect with all of you and see what y'all are doing out there. I also be hoping y'all don't forget me while I'm away, but for those of you that are newer to the show, I go on a break for a couple of months. And during that time, no podcast episodes will be produced. Every single year, y'all, somebody is in my inbox blowing me up, asking me where I am, what happened to the show, and why have I not put up any new episodes? Every single year. But I have learned over the years to just keep updating y'all every week on the show and letting y'all know that the season is ending soon. But the show is not over, okay? We have so much exciting things coming up in the next few weeks that I cannot wait to share with you. And definitely ending this season with a bang. So stay tuned, boo. The end of the season is coming, but it is not over yet. Okay, so let me just get right into it. And I promise I won't keep y'all long today. I know I say that and then the episode be like 20 minutes long, but I promise I won't keep y'all long today. I wanted to kick us off by first saying, if you are my girl or a guy, hey y'all, that's feeling super overwhelmed right now with life, maybe your circumstances, feeling overwhelmed with being a full-time adult and just feeling all the feels right now. I feel you. I feel you because that has been me the entire month of October. I was super excited for fall and ready to bust out all my fall clothes and my fall decorations and watch all the spooky movies. But when I woke up on October 1st, my dad called and he let me know that my gram passed away. And to keep a very long story short, my gram was diagnosed with cancer just a few days after I learned about my aunt, who had also been diagnosed with cancer. And you guys know about my aunt because I've shared her story in a previous episode, but literally, they were diagnosed within a few days of each other. My gram was my last living grandparent. And although I knew she was sick and I knew that this day was eventually coming, it still sucked so bad when it happened. So my dad flew in, and if y'all don't know, I have a massive family on both sides. But the night before my gram's funeral, my mom called and she said, my aunt passed away. And it was so tripped out. That has never happened to me before, losing two people within days of each other. And y'all, as I'm dealing with the loss of my gram and the loss of my aunt, the day after my aunt passed away, one of my very dear friends passed away unexpectedly in a tragic accident. It got very dark for me. It got heavy. And on one side, I'm trying to be there for my dad. And on the other side, trying to be there for my mom. But then trying to make sure I'm taking care of myself. And it was just a lot. This episode is not about death, boo. This episode is not about grief or pain or sickness. This episode is about life and how life can sometimes feel like she has you by the edges and she just won't let up. How life can feel like she just has her foot on your neck and you can't breathe. Some of you feel like you can't breathe right now because life, because money, because jobs, because health situations, because grief, because relationships, because trauma, because all of these things that we sometimes have no control over. And I know y'all know what I'm talking about because you can be on the highest of highs and things are going great and going well, and then boom, life will hit you out of nowhere. And all I really want you to get today is when life comes out of nowhere and begins to throw you around and life hits you, you have to stand back up. You have to dust yourself off just a little bit, stare life square in the eye, and hit her right back. Believe me when I say, I'm doing okay, honestly. But after I learned my friend passed away, I was like, God, are you trying to bust my head to the white meat or no? Like, if you wanted me to be strong, just say that. You are not Denzel Washington in Training Day. Why are you trying to jump me? But that's how it feels, right? It feels like you're getting jumped. When hard times hit you, it can feel really dark. It can feel like it's all over and there's nothing to keep going for. It can feel like wanting to just give up. It can feel like you're the only one suffering. But like we always say, boo, feelings are not always the facts. Life is life, but you are also you. And just because life gets hard and wants to mollywop her way up and down our lives, that does not mean that you cannot still be you. This time is teaching me that no matter how sad I may feel sometimes, no matter how confused and frustrated I feel, I am still me. I'ma still laugh when something is funny. I'ma still dance when the beat drops to my favorite song. And I'm still going to pray, and I'm still going to work on myself, and I'm still going to go after what I want and get it exactly the way that I asked for it. I'ma still march to the beat of my own drum. I'm still me. Life will do its thing regardless, and no matter how much that might suck for all of us, we still have to get up and not let life overcome us. I'm still me, boo. Yes, I was sad, but I'm still me. Yes, I'm frustrated, but I am still me. Yes, I'm overwhelmed, but at the end of the day, I am still me. And there is a whole lot of me that I still have to do before my time is up. You are still you, boo, no matter what life is hitting you with. But what I am learning is the more you remind yourself of the things that bring you happiness, when you choose to do the things that make you feel good and make you feel like yourself, even in your darkest hours, the more you decide to wake up and say, you know what? I'm not feeling my best today, but I'm gonna do my best. That is how you fight back. Fighting back is choosing to still smile even when there is nothing to smile about. Fighting back is applying to another job even though you just got rejected however many times. Fighting back is not letting what a doctor said be louder than what God said to you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Fighting back is pushing back those covers, even on the darkest days, on the days where you feel like you've got nothing to give, and telling depression, telling anxiety, telling fear and frustration, you may have had me yesterday, but you will not have me today. Fighting back is still getting back up and chasing your dreams, even without the money, even without the customers, even without the resources, because you made a promise, boo, earlier this year that you were gonna get it by any means necessary. And you owe it to the people who love you. You owe it to your children. You owe it to the dreams and passions you've been working towards. But above all else, sis, you owe it to yourself to fight back. I have a small post-it that sits on my desk, and it's a list of things that I do that instantly takes my mind off of the hard things and boosts my spirits when I feel them getting low. And one of them is doing my nails. I turn on a show that I'm watching and I get to work. And it's a task that shifts my focus from whatever it is that's upsetting me to what's in front of me. And y'all, over the last month, I have painted my nails so many times. And let me be frankie frank with you, I am not good at it. But that little 2 hours of doing my nails and watching a movie gives me a little peace, even if it was just for 2 hours that day. My point is, this list of things that I like to do, things that make me feel like myself, things that bring me joy, that is how I fight back. You owe it to yourself to fight back, boo. Yes, it's okay to cry when you need to, scream if you need to, go through the motions and feel what you need to feel. But you cannot stay there, sis. When it's time, you have to make yourself a list and start digging out and pull yourself out of whatever funk life just threw you in. I had to remind myself that God is not Denzel Washington in Training Day. He is not riding around in a Chevy trying to bully me, because when life hits me, I begin to think God is punishing me for something, right? Or I did something wrong. I begin to think, God, I'm living right. I'm just trying to change the world and hopefully change my life in the process. I'm just doing what you asked me to do. Why do you allow life to hit us so hard? And I know you're not supposed to question God, but I have questions sometimes. And I pray, I'm not being offensive to any of you. That's not my intention. But I'm just being honest, boo. I got a long list of questions for God when I get to heaven. But if anything, boo, I do think He is teaching me how to go through heavy situations and carving me and molding me into the woman He saw when He created me. And if anything, He's teaching me how to put my fists up, square up, and fight back. And I believe that same thing for all of you. Put your dukes up, sis. Feel what you need to feel when you need to feel it. And when you get to a point where you know enough is enough, dig out. Fight your way through that depression. Fight your way through that fear. Fight your way through the grief. Fight your way through whatever life is throwing at you, boo. Stand up, square up, and fight back. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you love the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to give us a rating and your feedback at the end of this episode. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to learn more about our girl gang and the Slay Girl Slay book club in the links provided in the description. Follow us on social media at Slay Girl Slay on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.